Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
We were talking a little college football. I want to remind you that our college football coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light and Tanners are teaming up to make every college game day legendary. Every Saturday, rep your favorite college, catch every play, and enjoy $15 buckets only at Kansas area Tanners locations. Bud Light and Tanners, from the stands to the bar, your game day headquarters. I want to give you guys a couple of stats actually about the Kansas City Chiefs, and Nate Taylor is going to join us here coming up in just a little bit. So, in the last four Chiefs games, they have been outscored by 18 points heading into the second quarter of these games. I think we have seen with the Chiefs that they have pretty routinely at times got down 7-0, 10-0. I don't think there's usually a reason to worry about it. The Chiefs always find a way to get themselves out of whatever situation it is, and they usually figure out a way to have more points than their opposition. But I think it is important to note that right now, while the Chiefs are not operating at full capacity and playing these good teams, man, getting down early, it's just harder to dig yourself out of it because you don't have the explosiveness the way that you have before. I'm going to get since 2000, the team that scores first wins around 68% of the time. Now, it makes sense. You get the ball first, you go down and score, you can set the tempo. All of that makes sense. The only reason I bring this up is I think what the Chiefs have done in these games against good opponents is it's hard to just add up all of these things and still figure out a way to win. You let the team score first. You also lost the turnover differential. You committed a penalty on third downs. You then missed an extra point. Like, these are all things that when you add it up, this is how teams lose football games. So right now, while the Chiefs, I think we can agree, they can't really out-talent you. There have been times where the Chiefs could out-talent you. Hey, their offense just got more dogs than you got. You can't cover everybody. You can't cover Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and Sammy Watkins and also the run game out of the backfield. Like, they just have an abundance of things, and over time, it is just going to work. The Chiefs just can't beat you that way right now. So what they can't do to me is fall into bad habits or do things that losing teams do. We start off slow where we score 3 points in the first quarter of the game, 6 points in the first half of the game. We lose the turnover differential. We commit a penalty. You have to clean up some of those mistakes right now because you don't have the gunpowder to just get yourself out of those scenarios. So that's why for me in this one, just starting earlier against these teams. You started slow against Philly. You started slow against the Chargers. Man, you can't continue against teams that we think are going to make the postseason or have chances to compete for championships. You can't just keep putting yourself by the eight ball from a score perspective because you're already there from a talent perspective right now while you're trying to get back to 100%.
There was once a time when we talked about the Chiefs like they're the Golden State Warriors. And, you know, they were just unstoppable offense, all the stuff. But in those times, the Chiefs could make mistakes. The Chiefs could be bad at things. The Chiefs could do things that you're like, good teams don't really do that. But they just had whatever the it was, talent, coaching, whatever, they could overcome all of them. I remember in 2020, the team I think is probably the best Chiefs team in this run. They went 15-2. All season, I felt like, you know, special teams-wise, they're not great. Their running back room is just okay. It didn't matter. They were just humming, and they went to 15-2. And the big talk was, do the Chiefs care in December? They could do the little things wrong, and it didn't matter. They still dominated games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I think now the Chiefs have to play more like a Bill Snyder team. One thing as a KU fan, I remember about Bill Snyder teams and why Bill Snyder teams are so good is they were elite at the little things. They went into a game with less talent against Texas or Oklahoma, but they were better in special teams. They didn't turn the ball over. They handled the line of scrimmage. They won time of possession. They committed less penalties. They just made less bonehead mistakes. And because of that, the talent gap evened out and K-State won a lot of games under Bill Snyder's tutelage. I feel like that's the Chiefs right now. Andy Reid kind of has to coach this team like it's a Bill Snyder K-State team. I'm not saying that the talent deficit that Bill Snyder sometimes faced at K-State, but you understand the analogy. You can't miss kicks. You can't miss extra points. You can't have boneheaded penalties. Looking at you, 74, with every illegal formation, false start, and hold you have. You can't lose a turnover battle. You can't have things where on a third and down with the game on the line, you decide to have your pass rusher rush inside. There's no on the outside lane. 18-yard rush later, you lose the game. You can't have those sorts of mistakes because you don't have the it factor to overcome them. And I wonder if Andy Reid, who we know is not the most, you know, hardcore disciplinarian, he's more of a player's coach, is kind of coaching like it's 2020 still, where it's like, yo, you guys will figure it out. You can overcome them, the mistakes. They can't really overcome the mistakes right now. He needs to coach like Bill Snyder did in 98.
Do you think the Chiefs only have one way of winning this game?
Yes.
Because the Ravens, I think you would agree the Ravens have multiple ways of winning this. You would not be surprised if the Ravens won 24-21. The Ravens could also win a game 41-40. I don't know if the Chiefs could win the high-scoring shootout kind of game, but they could easily win this game if the game script is very similar to the Philadelphia game. I went back and I looked at the box score between Baltimore and Buffalo earlier in the season. Now, Buffalo didn't really run the ball very well by their standards. James Cook had 13 carries for 44 yards. Josh Allen had 14 carries for 30 yards. Now, it's important to note they scored 3 rushing touchdowns in the game. But in this game, I mean, Josh Allen did just about whatever he wanted to. He only got sacked one time. That has been a theme with the Ravens pass rush so far. They didn't sack Jared Goff. They only sacked Josh Allen one time. And then if you're looking at the pass numbers, Keon Coleman had 112 yards. Khalil Shakir had 64 yards. Joshua Palmer had 60. James Cook had 60. Dalton Kincaid. I mean, if you're going to get more than 45 yards from 5 of your receivers the way that they did, and one of your guys is going to get 100, you're just going to put up a whole lot of points. So in this game, either you find more balance and you can kind of grind it out on the ground that way, or Xavier Worthy, Juju, the other Tyquan Thornton, like you got to have a balanced offensive day. I mean, even in a game in which Buffalo just didn't really run the football effectively, they had almost 500 yards of total offense in the game. I don't think Kansas City has really shown you that they can put together that kind of offensive explosion right now, not with the pieces that they have. So you're just going to have to play this game at a slower pace. That's easier to do when you can run the football and stay committed to running the football, but that's been a question for the Chiefs this year.
I think to answer your question, there is basically only one game script where I think the Chiefs win. You pointed out earlier, the Chiefs haven't been in a shootout in a while, but this turns into a shootout like that Bills-Ravens game, or even kind of like Ravens and Lions was, like 38 points in the NFL is a lot of points. Like, if it turns into one of those type of games, I don't know the Chiefs win. Because even though the Chiefs are getting healthier, Xavier Worthy, we anticipate being back. We'll talk to Nate Taylor about it here in about 10 minutes. We anticipate him being back and ready to go this week. And Jalen Royals was a full participant. Maybe we'll see him this week. Like, even though those things are happening, I don't know if it's 38-41 the Chiefs can win. I don't know if it's 38-35 the Chiefs can win. I don't know the Chiefs have the offense that they can go just hey, we're going to just be like my analogy earlier, the Warriors, and just go out and bum rush you with offense. I think if this game's 24-21, 21-17, that's in the Chiefs' favor. And I think more times than not, that's how the Chiefs win. But I don't think anything other than a rock fight, defensive battle, similar to how it looked like with the Eagles, is a script for the Chiefs to win. If this looks like Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football, excuse me, the Chiefs lose that game.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the game that if the Chiefs win, you're going to have to feel like this game was a little bit boring for them to win. Heading into the fourth quarter against Philadelphia, Philadelphia had a 13-10 lead in the game. Now, the Chiefs put together a 14-play, 74-yard drive. The Chiefs were controlling time of possession. They were controlling the clock. They were getting an exorbitant amount of plays. They throw the interception with Travis Kelce. Philadelphia goes down the field and scores on the very next drive on a long drive themselves. 10 plays, 60 yards. It took up 5 minutes. At that point, just your offense is not built to overcome a two-possession deficit like they were against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.